wonder strange that was ever heard, the like ne'er came to pass of this that follows. Let no man this truth doubt, but rather search it out. For 'tis spread far about in every place. This woeful chance befell, well a day, which I with grief do tell. Lord, have thou pity, since men's hearts are so hard that poor from bread are barred, and divers almost starved in this our land. In Buckinghamshire this accident fell out at a place named St. Peter's Chassant. This thing, though strange, is true, I do assure all you, that do wrong, rack and screw the needy poor. The poor being abused by the rich, and by them cruelly used in every town. But God that hears their moan, for their sakes have this shown, that's already noised and blown over the land. A farmer there did dwell, rich was he, who had much corn to sell and a store of grain. John Russell was he named, whose base fact hath him shamed, because it is proclaimed to his disgrace. A poor man wanting grain came to him, requesting to obtain some of his store. The farmer yields thereto, seeming willing to do this for the poor man, so he might be paid. The farmer took his price of his corn. The poor man was not nice, but yielded to it. He bid him repair home and bring him with that sum that they concluded on, and he should have. The poor man came and brought to the house of the farmer and sought him to fulfill his former promise made when he these words had said. His money down he paid unto the farmer. The poor man left his sack with his coin, thinking to return back to him again, and for to fetch from thence that corn which he long since had given recompense unto the full. But afterwards he came to demand that corn, yea, that very same that he had brought. The farmer's humor was such that he did grumble much, nor would he at all keep touch with this poor man, but told him corn did rise every day, and therefore a higher price must he give him. Otherwise he should not have won corn, throws life might save, at which his speech is brave, the poor man grieved. The poor man, he went far to his friend, to get some money more to buy that corn, which when he had procured, though he was much endured, he quietly endured and gave it him. Who found him laboring in the field, and hard a harrowing with his servants. But God will sure requite all those that do delight to affront and affright those that are poor. The ground straight opened wide, into which did two of his horses slide, 'tis strange to hear. They did sink down so low that no man yet can know whither they fell, did so strangely vanish. The rest of the team did sink presently, presently, but 'twas good help, I think, that them released. They were raised up again, suffering but little pain. This is a blot and stain to all our misers. Let them take heed how they do oppress the poor that God obey and are beloved. God will not let these long alone that do his wrong, though ne'er so rich and strong that are oppressors.